is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Okay, okay, hey, car is all loaded with the kids and the food. Hey, anybody see that big loaf of French bread?
Uh-oh.
The whole loaf?
I'm carving up. I wanted to be at my peak for the race.
Angela, they are going to have to roll you over the finish line.
Yeah, yeah, come on, Angela, come on, hey. Don't take this so seriously, huh? There's no pressure to win. Although I've never lost.
Tony, if you want to pick another partner, I won't be insulted.
Mona.
Tony!
No, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, how are we supposed to win this race if I can't even pull your leg, huh?
Oh, it's just, you know, you're a first-rate athlete, and I'm just not sure that these legs are good enough to run alongside your legs.
Hey, oh, oh, hey, those legs are great.
Thank you.
And the gams do not fall far from the tree.
Yeah, all right, all right, all right. All right, come on. Assume the three-legged stance. You ready? On your mark. Get set. Go. Come on, go. Come on, go.
I hope we're faster than us.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Angela, for the 83rd time, it is no big deal. It is just a sprain, and sprains are a part of sports.
I just never should have stopped to pull up my sock.
You stopped for a sock?
No, well, it was all bunchy. Yeah. But I wouldn't have fallen if you hadn't tried to drag me across the finish line.
Well, it was only 10 feet away. The Borowskis were closing in.
And you would have won, Dad, if Angela hadn't grabbed your other leg.
I didn't think an ankle could bend that far back.
Neither did I.
Do we have to rehash this?
All right, all right. Let's forget about the race and the fact that we lost out on a great trophy.
Yeah, but look at the bright side. Just think how happy you made the Borowskis. Don't worry, you'll win next year.
Yeah, if you dump my mom.
Oh, look, hey. Let's forget about the race. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make us all a very nice dinner.
No, Tony, remember, doctor's orders was to take it easy. And besides, I'd love to make dinner.
Angela, one disaster a day is enough. Kidding me? Anyway, I would love to cook. Now, what would you like?
Well, just make it easy. Beans and Franks.
Oh, that sounds great. I like that down-home food.
What, are you kidding me? Beans and Franks? I don't open dinner, I cook it. Are you kidding me? We're gonna have veal parmesan.
Thank God.
Here comes the hobbling gourmet. Okay. Okay, let's see. Tomatoes. We need some tomatoes.
I should help Tony.
Oh, Angela, you know how independent he is. Let him stand on his own two feet.
No, I'm gonna give him a hand.
Angela!
I'm sorry. This time I'm really sorry.
Angela. There's no big deal. Losing the use of both your legs is just a part of sports.
Well, I'm going to take care of you.
Watch out for the couch. Good save. Angela, please, 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 Angela, let me wheel myself. I'm running out of limbs.
Can you believe it? A hairline fracture on one foot 3 hours after spraining the other. What are the odds on that?
About 1,000,000 to 1, but I had help.
Wow, a wheelchair, cool.
Ooh, nice. Nice set of wheels, big boy.
Yeah, well, what do you say, Mama? Let's go cruise the main drag, huh?
You know I'm a pushover for a guy in a convertible. Or a four-door. Or a compact.
Or a skateboard.
You know, Tony, that's a great cast. But what if a pregnant aunt crawls up there, lays eggs, and has babies?
Jonathan, how do you think of these things?
Wait a minute. I think there was one in my sock from the picnic.
Sweetheart, why don't you run along and play with your crustaceans?
Okay. I think I'm going to go spray for ants.
Dad, you know, I just remembered. You're going to miss parents' night at my school. That means you won't be able to hear what my teachers have to say about me.
Well, what do you mean? Doesn't your school have a ramp?
Yeah, but the way you're going, you'd end up in a body cast. Besides, I could tell you exactly what my teachers would have said. Mr. Black, hard worker. Mrs. Hopkins, outstanding penmanship. Mm. And Miss Wainwright, she's a charming child and as bright as a lightning bug.
Well, you forgot one, you know. Mr. Maselli, I'm going to be there if I have to hire a piano mover.
Tony, you know, you're supposed to follow the doctor's orders and cool it for a week. The only job you have is to take care of your foot. Feet. And I'm going to call somebody and hire them to take care of the house and look after you.
A stranger in my house? No dice.
Well, then there's only one other solution. I mean, things are a little light at work, and
oh,
so I'll just...
Great idea. I'll take a leave of absence.
Oh, no. You are not staying home with Tony.
No, I don't want to stay home with Tony. I want a week in Atlantic City.
Oh. Well, that is not possible, Mother. You're going to have to cover for me at work while I stay home and take care of Tony.
Double no dice. Hey, you already have a job. Excuse me.
Tony, but there's nothing I can't handle from home. You have got to learn to let people help you with things.
Well, I'm sorry, Angela, but that's not my style. I'll have you know that when I was in high school, I had two jobs, baseball practice, and I was dating the Benedetti twins. And let me tell you, they were enough by themselves. But I didn't ask for help then, and I'm not asking for help now. So if you excuse me, I'm gonna go take a shower. Help me.
Bauer Agency. Hi, Mother. How's it going?
Oh, swamped with work.
So much to do, so little time. So, what's up? How's Tony?
Tell you how Tony is. He's nitpicky and obsessive and impossible to please.
Oh, you mean like you?
No, he's much worse. Mother, I'm just about at the end of my tether.
Well, Angela, you are giving up too fast. Now, what is it you always tell me at work?
Stop talking on the phone?
Exactly. Gotta go.
Tony, I've thought about it, and I've decided, you know, I think we should just make today a day free of conflicts and anxiety. I think that we should just have a real fun day.
What?
Is something wrong? Is it the way I arranged the pillows?
Oh, no. I like the way you did it.
Oh.
The new way. A different way, but a good way.
Well, score one for Angela. Tony, why are you folding the laundry? You've got to rest while your bones are mending. I'll get to it.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, fold away, Angela.
All right. Okay. Woo! you know, this is the first weekday that we've ever been alone in the house together. Kind of nice, huh?
What?
Is something wrong?
Oh, well, you would have no way of knowing this, but my dresser drawer goes like this, not like that.
Yes?
Well, you know, the way you're folding them, I'm only going to get 5 rows across, and I have to get 6. Otherwise, the extra one squibbled down into my sock drawer. We wouldn't want that to happen, would we?
No, we wouldn't. What we would want is some appreciation when we are trying to help someone.
Well, I do appreciate you, Angela.
Well, then you would realize that there's more than one way to do something.
Well, yeah, there's the right way, and then there's your way.
Do you know what you are?
You are an ingrate.
Well, excuse me for being such a burden. I mean, hey, I didn't ask for your help anyway. And had you not choked in the 3-legged race, I would not be confined to this chair today.
Well, before the telethon starts, let me leave you to your tomatoes, your peaches, your plastic bags, and your 6 rows of underwear.
She forgot the pillows.
The babe happens to own the place.
Now, wait a minute. The redhead said she owned the place.
Mother, what are you doing?
The tango. No.
Mother, I mean, why is there a party raging in my office? What if a client walked in?
They already have. I invited them. It's called networking.
Terrific party, Angela.
Great idea.
Well, thank you, Diane. We like to whoop it up at the Bauer Agency.
Mother, I need to talk to you.
Angela, you are ruining my social life. What is it?
Tony and I had an awful fight. I walked out on him, and I hired a practical nurse, but I still feel terrible.
Angela, don't you understand? It's hard for a take-charge guy like Tony to depend on someone else. Now, you go back home and help him.
Oh, he acts as though he doesn't even need me.
He does. He just doesn't know it yet. Angela, go. It'll be good for you, good for him, and great for my party.
No, I don't want to do this.
Rolling, keep them doggies rolling, rawhide.
Mr. Maselli?
That's me.
My name's Doreen. I'm a practical nurse. Mrs. Bauer called our agency and asked that someone be sent right over.
Oh, well, gee, thanks for coming over, but Mrs. Bauer made a mistake. I don't need any help. Well, wait a minute. Is it something I say?
It's my first day as a nurse, and I'm a failure. Watch out. Oh,
no, don't say that. Don't say that. Look, come in.
Okay.
Look, I don't know what's with me today. I'm not relating well with women, you know? Would you like to sit down? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you say it's your first day?
Yeah. You see, I got into nursing because I flunked out of beauty school. I mean, how am I supposed to remember all the different shades of nail polish? That's a lot of pressure.
Well, hey, don't you worry about a thing, because we're going to launch your career with a bang, all right? Hey, go ahead. I'm all yours. Nurse your brains out.
You really mean it?
Sure. I'll tell you what you do. Why don't you start by folding up this laundry?
Okay.
Okay.
How is that?
It's perfect.
Oh, Tony. I'm I'm so sorry about the dishwasher.
No, don't worry about it, Doreen. We'll get a new one.
Okay, so what should I work on next?
How about sitting, huh? Come on, you could use a rest. We both could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's this?
You're a natural. I'll tell you what, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, you stay where you are.
I will.
Okay, good. Stay.
Hey.
I can't believe this. Oh, Angela, I'm so happy to see you.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I am sorry I am so picky about produce.
And I'm sorry I'm such an underachiever in underwear. Oh. You know, Tony, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to be this hard for you.
Tony, I'm done sitting and ready to take care of you.
Oh, hello. You must be the practical nurse.
That's me, Doreen. I do it all.
I can imagine.
No, you can't.
It must be Mrs. Bauer.
Yes?
Oh, I want to thank you so much for hiring me. Tony is an absolute doll to work for. Oh.
An absolute doll. Yes, that's our Tony. Why are the pillows this way?
Oh, well, I knocked them over before and then I just put them back that way. Why? Is it wrong?
Oh, no. Hey, Doreen, what are you worried about? Just pillows doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't.
Mr. Laid Back.
Yeah, he's a regular Perry Como.
Oh, Mrs. Bauer, I would like to explain to you about the dishwasher.
Oh, no, Doreen, please, allow me to explain about the dishwasher. Why don't you go back in the kitchen?
Can do.
Okay.
Oh, Tony, don't forget, 5 o'clock, sponge bath.
Looking forward to it. Angela, help me.
Seems you have all the help you need with her.
No, but I don't want her. I want you. But I want you to help me.
You do?
Yes, Angela, you have no idea what it's been like around here. This girl's not a nurse. She's a walking disaster area. She breaks dishes. She breaks dishwashers. At 5 o'clock, I'm going to end up getting a lethal sponge bath.
I think it's terrific, Doreen. No, I'm really happy for you. I think it's a wonderful career choice. Yeah. Good luck in dental school. Okay. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. I shouldn't worry. By the time she makes it through dental school, I won't have any teeth.
I have a surprise for you. I went to the market again this morning. Peaches? Feel?
Ooh, Angela. Fuzzy but firm.
Tomatoes?
Oh, vine ripened. I'm getting misty here.
Yeah. And they all came in a...
plastic bag! Hey, Angela, you're one hell of a shopper. Oh. Hey!
Well, I studied under the master.
Hey.
And now, here's... your sandwich.
Ooh. Well, you mind if we take this back into the living room? I have something to show you.
No, of course not.
Would you do the honors?
I'd be delighted.
Thank you.
You did the pillows my way.
Well, the hell, Angela, this place could use a little change, huh? And now, may I?
Please.
This is delicious.
You mean it?
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's perfection. I mean, the way you blended the tuna and the mayo, smooth but not gloppy. Mm. And those little chunks of onion and celery, the size of BB pellets. Oh. This is not a sandwich, it's a work of art.
You want me to sign it?
Sam, how are they going to get Tony's cast off?
With a power saw.
Well... how do they know when to stop? What if he hits a vein? What if it starts gushing? What if it squirts all over?
What if I blindfold you and put you on the subway?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the new improved Tony Maselli with an extended warranty.
It's a miracle. I can walk. I can run. I can jump. Ow!
Oh, no! What happened?
Suckers.